This is because they grow beneath the ground, where the sun's light does not reach them. The green color of plants is produced by the action of the sun's light. Plants grown in the dark are white and unhealthy. Sunlight is also necessary for the proper growth of a plant. The food which the roots draw from the soil and the food which the leaves draw from the air are changed by the action of light and are made into starch and other substances which build up the plant. We need not wonder, therefore, that plants spread out their leaves to get as much sunlight as they can. Look at the curious shape of the flower. Do you see how it hangs on the end of a long flower stalk, and how it always tries to face the sun? At the back of the flower are 5 small greenish sepals. Then come 5 brightly colored petals, blue or white in the violet, yellow or purple in the pansy. The petals are of different shapes, and the lowest of them has a long, hollow spur. Inside the petals are 5 little yellow dust spikes, and in the center of the flower is the green vessel with a hooked top, which contains the young seeds. The flowers of the sweet violet are rather small and darkly colored, and they are not easily seen by insects. That's why the plant has such a sweet smell. It needs a strong perfume to attract the insect.